Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, December 16th, 2022. Belarusian tanks moving near Polish border. Duda indignant at a lack of consultation. And Poland's Marciniak to referee World Cup final. Good afternoon. Belarus has announced that it will perform tank manoeuvres near its border with Poland and Lithuania. According to the Hajun monitoring service on Telegram, at least 20 Belarusian tanks are being moved to a training area near Grodno, close to the Polish and Lithuanian borders. Other Belarusian units are also undergoing a combat readiness check. On October 11th, Ukraine's President Zelensky asked the G7 to monitor the Belarus-Ukraine border out of concern for Belarus' increasing involvement. Polish President Andrzej Duda has voiced concern about a lack of consultation with his office over an attempt by lawmakers to pass legislation related to so-called rule of law issues between Poland and the EU. The legislation is an attempt to reach a compromise with the European Commission in order to unblock funds from the National Reconstruction Plan, which have been withheld by the EU. The President has requested all parties to calmly and constructively work on the new bill. He emphasised that neither I nor anyone from my team has participated in negotiations since February of this year. A confidential source in the President's office said the President had to put his foot down, having not been consulted either by the government or by the European Commission. Poland's Szymon Marciniak will referee Sunday's World Cup final between Argentina and France in Qatar, world football's governing body FIFA has said. This will be the 41-year-old's third match as a referee at the tournament in Qatar, after a group stage game between France and Denmark and a round of 16 match between Argentina and Australia. Marciniak will be the first Pole to referee a World Cup final. He will be assisted by Polish linesman Paweł Sokolnicki and Tomasz Listkiewicz at Lusail Stadium near Doha, Qatar on Sunday afternoon. And finally, councillors from Gdańsk City Council have approved the 2023 budget to the tune of 4.7 billion Polish zloty, keeping it at the same level as this year. However, revenues will fall by nearly 400 million zloty compared to 2021, leaving a large hole in the budget. The budget deficit is a record 20% of GDP. The City Council has insisted that it needs to save money in order to offset high inflation, which is affecting things like energy costs and loan repayments, as well as an increasing to the minimum wage.
The weather.
Today will be a cold and cloudy day and a gentle breeze, with temperatures of minus 3 degrees centigrade, 26 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and minus 4 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will remain cold and dull in a gentle breeze, with temperatures of minus 2 degrees during the day, and minus 6 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.